convoy who felt the end upon them. We were all going to die here. All limits had been passed. No one had any strength left, and again the night would be long. Mayor Katz groaned. Why don't they shoot us all right away? The same evening, we reached our destination. It was late at night. The guards came to unload us. The dead were abandoned in the train. Only those who could still stand were able to get out. Mayor Katz stayed in the train. The last day had been the most murderous. 100 of us had got into the wagon. 12 of us got out. Among them, my father and I. We had arrived at Buchenwald.
The train has arrived at Buchenwald, a death camp in Germany. Only 12 out of the 100 men have survived the trip, and amazingly, Eli and his father are among them. Many horrifying things have happened in this book, but those final days on the train were among the worst Eli has spent. He's seen dead bodies dumped in the fields, never to get a proper burial. He's watched ordinary German people laugh and cheer as the prisoners fought each other for crumbs of food. And he's looked on as a son tried to kill his own father for a scrap of bread. Now, as the train pulls into Buchenwald, the remaining passengers are howling like animals and screaming like madmen. The suffering has finally become too much for them to take. It's horrible that so many passengers have died, but a miracle that even 12 have made it this far. Can things get even worse? How many of these men will ever see freedom? Let's begin the next chapter on page 99.